Stacks, how you going?
Good afternoon, Anthony. I'm good, thank you.
It's good seeing you 2 days in a row. Bit of fun.
Bit of fun, yeah. Bit of music, bit of wine.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
And today, the women.
Well, in our case, it's about the women, but, you know, it could be about men and other partners.
Interesting stat. Yes, of course. Yeah. Interesting statistic on the radio, on another radio station this morning. 60% of people who are in some sort of relationship with another person don't believe in the Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. That's interesting.
Don't do anything for it.
Yeah.
Including me.
And including me, I think it's just the biggest commercial rip-off of all time. I've done a little bit of research, not much, into where it came from. We'll talk about that a bit later. But I just thought it might be fun to share a couple of interesting stories about Valentine's. Well, not so much about Valentine's, but just I'm a big believer, if you love somebody, you tell them. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. Mm. Doesn't matter if it's a good thing, a bad thing, or whatever, if you love somebody, say, I love you.
Yep.
You know, I work as a medium, and one of the biggest single problems I get when people come to me for readings and stuff like that is they say, I never got to say goodbye or to tell them I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's insane. You know, why can't we do it? You know, we're only human. We're going to be on this place for a planet for a short time. Why not say to your kids or to your mum or to your dad or to your family or your friends even, I love you. You know, it doesn't hurt. It
certainly doesn't hurt, no.
And then it saves people coming to mediums like me and saying, you know, oh, I never said goodbye and I never said I love them. And they go, well, I know. But, you know, it's important to do it and all year round. And the same with flowers. I just think, why give it on one day when it's overinflated prices and this and that and, you know, all this sort of stuff when really, again, why not just rock up with a bunch of flowers?
Steal them from the neighbour, yep.
Well, if your neighbour's got plenty. I mean, we're struggling with flowers at our place at the moment.
But, just listening to the weather forecast a minute ago. Where's the rain?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
First 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing for the next week, not out here anyhow.
No, well, you got the rain up the road because you're up the road. I got nothing. And we haven't had any decent rain for weeks. You know, not even the heavy downpours we got last week were enough to do anything other than just sop up into the ground and go...
Yep.
And it's gone.
Yep.
We're still watering. Thank goodness for my water tanks, I've got to tell you. But yeah, so that's the thing. So I think it's commercial. I think it's good to give people flowers, give them a surprise just for
flowers
the hell of it.
Flowers are a bit of a waste, though. You look at them for one day, they die, and then you have to compost them.
Well, that's okay. We compost a lot.
Yeah.
They are, but you've got to get the right flowers. If you get the right ones, not the ones that come in from overseas too, thank you very much. I bought Jane some flowers not long ago. We were buying them for some others, and I bought her some as well. And they were coming in from France or Spain or somewhere. And I just looked at the person and said, are you serious? And they go, yeah, they get shipped in. And
you were buying Triffids?
I don't know if they were Triffids, but they were they were something.
Well, they don't grow in Australia, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just shocked that they get flown out from other countries into it. Mm. And we've got some beautiful flowers here in Australia. I mean, I know there's seasons and all that sort of stuff, but...
We export a lot of tulips.
Yes.
In the tulip season.
Mm. Yes, and aren't they colourful and gorgeous things?
Mm-hmm.
So don't get me wrong, I don't mind the colour, and I actually like flowers, but we have birds of paradise that we grow at home, and we quite often will cut them and just stand them up in the hallway because they're so tall with their big stems, and they just look like, you know, majestic birds.
Yep.
I love them. Love them, love them. So...
collecting geraniums to put around the man cave.
And we've got some for you.
Are they scarlet?
No.
No, good.
You didn't want scarlet.
That's right. That's correct, yes.
We've got scarlet, but we've got pinks, and I think we've got some.
Anthony asked me what colour did I have, and I said scarlet, and he said, what's scarlet?
No, I didn't. Not what scarlet.
You queried how red it was.
Red, yeah, what red it was, not...
Yeah, well, there's only one scarlet, and it's red.
Yeah, scarlet's a form of red, though. Mm. It's a darker, deeper, richer red. But we've got lighter reds. So that's why I was asking. I should show you.
Mine are pretty much scarlet to fire engine.
Yeah, so they vary in that that space, yeah.
Yeah.
But we have pinks. I think we've got whites. And we've got some other ones there that Jane was asking about it because she was going to pot some up for you.
Good.
Isn't she a lovely person?
In the fullness, yes.
Yes, in the fullness of time.
Yeah. And she likes our music, so that's good.
Well, that helps. That definitely helps. I actually played, I played Karma on the radio the other week, a couple of weeks ago.
Good.
Just to give it a plug. But I was thinking next week I might bring in and play a couple other different songs as well. So anyway, that's got a bit of a chatter thing happening, but we'll come back. We're going to talk more about Valentine's Day and what you think and some love stories and all the rest of it. But we can't not go past Valentine's Day without a bit. JP Young, Love Is In The Air, and then we'll follow that with a bit of Dragon, Still In Love With You. This is Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe. And it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun. Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're illusion, don't know if I see truth, but you're something that I must believe in. And you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
Ironside Park is having a stock take sale. Save up to 50% store-wide on leading brand mattresses, including King Coil Chiropractic, Crown Posture, and the exciting new range of silent partner back care sleep systems, as well as bedroom furniture. Don't miss the savings, but only for a limited time. So come and see us at 40 Winks in the Homemaker Centre at 282 Maroondah Highway, Chirnside Park. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep. Station sponsor.
Orem Aged Care at Hillsville is a modern, comfortable care home providing 24-hour nursing care for aged care residents. Orem Hillsville offers a wide range of lifestyle activities to suit everyone, and their seasonal food menus are cooked fresh on-site every day. Orem Hillsville also provides specialised dementia care in a dedicated memory support community within the care home. You're welcome to enjoy a coffee with the team whilst experiencing firsthand everything that Orem Aged Care at Hillsville has to offer. Call 1-800-287-786 to book a tour. Also on the web at orem.com.au. Station sponsor.
And it's 2:26 p.m. here at Yarra Valley FM, and this is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and we're chatting with a walk-in guest with Stax this afternoon. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. Put me on a stage with a microphone. I'm anyone's.
I know.
One of the best gigs I ever had. I had two microphones. I was interviewing some American famous Americans from the motorcycle fraternity, and I was doing interviews, and so I had a microphone for me and a microphone for the other person, and that was something else.
That's like almost doggy heaven, really, isn't it?
Yeah, for me it was.
No, that's good. I mean, look, it is different. I mean, you get in front of a microphone, you know, you've seen me at gigs now over a few years. When I first started, it was like squeaky noises. Now at least I'm very comfortable just chatting and talking about what we're doing, and you know, community radio
different,
will do that.
Different in a studio like we are to being on a stage with real people in front of you. Very different.
I always remember talking, you know, we did that gig for the Dig Festival a few years ago at night.
Yes.
And we played through into the evening, and I could not see an audience member at all. It was like I was just talking to blackness, because that's where you can see when you've got all the lights
on the
stage flooding you.
In your face.
So that was a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So, it's good. It's good. So I appreciate you coming in, just to, you know, off the cuff type thing.
Hmm.
And we're talking Valentine's Day. Now, I know some of you listening will go, Anthony, you haven't got a romantic body in, you know, bone in your body, but I do. Many years ago when I first met Jane, she was working in a place called Mount Dare, which is right on the western edge of the Simpson Desert, just below the...
I can picture it on the map, yeah.
Yep, just below the Northern Territory border, and the most remote northern pub in South Australia, for want of another word as well. Anyway, I was back in Melbourne. We'd met. She was having a bit of a hard time dealing with living in such a remote location and working with people and what have you. And so I happened to know the pilot through her that actually flew her out to this property as part of the mail run. So I rang them up and said, look, she's having a hard time. Can I organise to send some flowers? So if I send you up a cheque for this amount of money, I'll double that so you can buy yourself a few beers. And they said, yeah, no worries, we can organise that. And so then when his girlfriend found out what I was doing, she said, you're not going to take any beer money. You're going to actually get all of those in flowers. So once, I think it was a Saturday morning, Jane got up because the plane had come in, and she walked in. There's this massive big bunch of flowers there, sitting there waiting for her. And the owner of the property wouldn't let her take it to the room. They had to stay there in the room. And it's the only time that flowers had ever been sent to Mount Dare while the other people were there.
Wow.
And so the owner was quite miffed that her husband had never actually bought her any flowers from Alice. and the funny part about that was it cheered her up. She had a great time at Mount Air, fell in love with the place. I've been there a couple of times.
Were they anonymous? Did you actually say who they were from?
They knew who they were.
That's the whole idea of it, isn't it, Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, but I just believe in sending people flowers if they're not feeling well. So... anonymity, that sort of thing. That's what flowers are for, to cheer people up.
Yeah.
So anyway, it must have been about 4 years later, 5 years later, Jane and I were doing a recce trip through the Simpson Desert for our horse ride. So it was a few years later. And we'd done the recce and we were going across the Simpson to Mount Dare to meet up with another tour group that we were sponsoring as part of the magazine I worked for. And so we get there and the owner just raced me inside and said, there are the flowers. And here's this beautifully dried arrangement of flowers still sitting in pride of place. So, you know, your comment before about flowers don't always give. Well, they weren't going for years and years.
Well,
so,
how about that?
Yeah, so that was Rhonda at Mount Dare. And and that was funny, you know, because we nearly bought Mount Dare. We nearly took on the lease. And in the end, because the kids were so young, we decided not to. But we did take the kids all the way up there just to show them the place and see what they thought. They were young, and it was part of a Darwin trip. But we had a ball. And so, you know, so anyone that says I don't have a romantic bone in my body, I actually do. And I went to extreme lengths to get flowers delivered to one of the most remote locations in Australia.
Well done, Anthony.
Yeah, I thought so. And Jane has always said that she appreciated it. Might be a whole lot of other things that I've done that she hasn't. But you can't tell me you haven't bought your lovely missus of how many years now?
1972.
So you just celebrated, was it... How many years together?
46
years.
46, yeah.
Wow. See, that's an effort in itself.
Yeah.
Especially to be married to a muso. I know you weren't always, you're an IT man.
And an IT person for many years and a motorcycle rider for 50 years as well. You know, lots of rallies and weekends away. And,
And accidents that she has to help mend you with and all that sort of stuff. Oh,
she doesn't give a stuff about that sort of thing. I don't get any sympathy if I've done it to myself, Anthony.
Ah, right. So you sound like every bloke I ever known. You know? Yeah. Well, you make the mistake, you deal with it.
Even when it wasn't my mistake, you know, it was still considered that I'd done it to myself because I was there.
Yeah. I totally get that. I totally get that. So, you know, it's all about having a bit of fun, I suppose. But, yes, it's a thing. So, all right. Well, we're going to... play a bit more music now. We've got a bit of Rose Tattoo and a bit of Sherbet. Nice couple of Australian bands there. Australian? Did I get enough Australia on that?
Australia.
So we'll get into a bit of Bad Boy for Love and Sherbet.
Yeah. Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
Or you, yes you. Here at Yarra Valley FM, we like hearing feedback from you, the listener. If you have heard something that you've really liked on our shows, please feel free to email us at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Our presenters are waiting not only to hear feedback from you, but to also improve our shows for the future and beyond.
That's it, and it's 2:42 p.m. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show, and we're with Stax, and we're just having a bit of a chat about all things music and memories.
Memories,
you know.
Music,
but yes. Stax is, for those of you out there in listener land, he's been a bit of a mentor for me for the last couple of years, probably a bit longer than that, just gently guiding me through the whole music scene. It's been quite a journey, and we were just talking about some of the old bands we've seen and the fact that I used to go and see a lot of bands at Festival Hall, and you tell me you haven't been there.
I was busy in my 20s as working three jobs a week and bringing up children and buying houses. That's my early days were taken, and so I missed out on a lot of that band scene. I was cradle snatched as well, so I was barely out of nappies and I was married.
You have to be. I don't know what to say there. You don't look that old. You're doing pretty well, I reckon. Even if you don't like your latest haircut. But yeah, look, you know, playing some of the Australian music that we're playing, I've got, you know, a couple coming from the old US of A in a minute. But we've produced some amazing musicians.
Yes,
Writers.
Writers as well.
Yeah. And I think, having written stuff now myself, the amount of work that goes into producing a song that is saleable for a start.
Well, performable in front of an audience for a start.
Well,
that's the first. Being able to perform it and having a good reaction from the audience, then you think it might be saleable.
Yeah, well, that's it. But then, you know, John Paul Young did a lot of writing. Molly Meldrum did a lot of writing of really famous songs for Australian writers. Vander and Young, there was something on the radio about them the other day. There's sort of so many songs out there that we just listen to and bop along and just enjoy, and you don't realise how much work actually goes in the back end of that to actually make it, just so you can plonk it on and go, yeah.
Well, mind you, a couple of the numbers we've created have just happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've just gelled and they've just worked, and I find it amazing when that happens.
Yeah, well, I think that's the other part of it, isn't it? It's a lot of inspiration comes into what we do, and I know talking to and listening to some interviews with a lot of people that a lot of their music has just come from the heart and it's just come out and bang, done. And, you know, lead singer from... I can see his face. It'll come to me. And passed away by misadventure a few years ago now. Anyway, it'll come to me.
Well, INXS.
Yeah, INXS. Their lead singer, they'd come up with a riff, he'd walk away and come back 20 minutes later and there's the lines. And they
often,
had...
Often the riff, that's the thing, often the bass line or the guitar line or the keyboard line just gels and kicks it off. Yeah.
And then off you go and you run. Yeah, and that's all a bit of fun, which is quite a good thing. So, it's fun. It's fun. Now, we've got a bit more music before we run up to the 3 o'clock news. Bit of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love, is just one of my favourite sort of songs. And George Michael and Queen, Somebody to Love. I mean, what's not to love about Queen or George Michael? Yes. You know, they're both amazing musicians and artists. And, yeah, so we're going to run to that. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love, George Michael and Queen. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley.
Feels like fire, I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels, they keep bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away, yeah.
Favorites. It's called Somebody to Love.
Somebody.
It's a bit sad. George Michael and Freddie Mercury from Queen, both in the spirit world, but what amazing, amazing music they made together. When George Michael stepped in to fill in for him for a while, it's really good stuff. All right, you're with Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm just going to read out a community service announcement. River Folk Festival, March 15 to 17, at various venues in Warburton. Lots of local and international folk bands and performers throughout the weekend. Bands include Red Tail Ring from the USA, Dana Sipos from Canada, Scott Cook from Canada, and with the She'll Be Rights, Hello Tut Tut, the Seducerphones, Santa Taranta, Lucy Wise, Charm of Finches, Tom Richardson, Yoga Loves Music, The Mandy Connell Trio, Lillian King, The Bean Project, Christian Mizzi, Phoebe Like the Moon, and many more. Now there's a mouthful of people that are performing. Check out www.theriverfolkfestival.com and you should have a great time. All right, so we're...
If any of those other performers are as good as Mandy Connell, I'm sure they are. I know Mandy personally. I've worked with her. Brilliant, brilliant. So we'll have to get booked into for this next year, Anthony.
I reckon we might have to.
Yeah.
Divine Light Orchestra needs to be out there and in the mix of things, which is definitely a good idea because these are the sort of music festivals that we're suited for.
And they've lucked in with the weather. It's going to be beautiful in Warburton this weekend.
This is March 15, though.
Oh, it's March, it's not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
I thought it was this weekend.
Well, it's got March written on there, okay. So I'm in trouble if it's not that. March. Because, we'll be in all sorts of dramas. Anyway, so we're running up to the news very, very quickly. So I thought we might do one quick one, bit of Air Supply, Love and Other Bruises.
Love and Other Bruises.
It's been a while since you probably heard that.
Melts into snow. so mixed up over you. I don't want to be alone. I'm all right loving you. Love and
it's 7 minutes past 3 p.m. here at Yarra Valley FM. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. And, of course, next week I'll be here day after being at the caravan show and the big one in town. So I'm sort of looking forward to popping in to see that and see what other products are out on the market and that sort of thing. But also... next week will be my last show. I don't think I've mentioned that yet, but next week will be the last show for this season. I'm taking a bit of a sabbatical to help deal with a few medical issues that are happening with family members, and also work and work projects and stuff. So Thursdays will be a little bit boring, I hope, for people out there in listener land. They might want me back after a season, but you never know.
Do you have an apprentice system? Have you been working someone up to take over?
No, I haven't actually, Stacks. Yeah, it's all sort of happened a bit quicker than, you know, what we needed. But, you know, most people out there would know that I've been having... Dad's been in and out of hospital a fair bit over the last couple of months, and I've missed a few shows because of it.
Yeah.
And so I just need to relieve a bit of pressure off the running backwards and forwards. And, you know, I love what I do, and I love the station and all the rest of it. It's just a little bit needed, bit of time needed, so I can dedicate it towards that. So,
well, I've had a few wins this week. We have a wonderful book at our place called the, is it the Yarra Valley Directory or the Warburton Highway Directory or something? And I've been trawling that, and I found a man who came out and aligned my aerial, so I've now got TV in the man cave.
Ooh-hoo.
A man who came out and fitted blinds, so I'm not going to fade my carpet.
Nice.
And I was down at Lilydale this morning buying a flue kit so that I can actually angle the flue from the pizza oven on the veranda of the man cave out around the Colourbond roof so I don't cook the roof.
Yep.
And I reckon tomorrow I'll be lighting the first fire in the pizza oven.
Ooh, nice. And it's not going to be a total fire ban day, so that's even better.
It's probably legal.
Yeah, it will be legal. Yeah. Yes, this is the man cave. I'm looking forward to when it's finally open to the public.
Well, I think that there's one more thing to do, and that's a splashback behind the sink. That's the only other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sourced the material, but it's expensive. It's $180 for a... But for that, you get 2.4 by a metre or so of laminate. And I don't need a third of that.
But you've sort of
so
got to have
it. Save up and buy it and stick it on. Yeah.
Now, that's the way to be.
Then I can have the official opening.
Yes. Well, that'll be the time once it's all up and running and sorted. So I'm looking forward to that because we saw it, must have been about a month ago now. Maybe a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it was still very much a work
in progress.
Once
you get to 99%, the other 1% takes the other 99% of the time.
It certainly does. Yep. It certainly does. So, all right. So we're going to we've got to acknowledge the show sponsor. We've got a bit of Jimmy Barnes and a bit of Kate Sobrano. Surprise, surprise, love a lover for Jimmy Barnes and love and affection for Kate Sobrano. I saw her when she was with I'm Talking when she was about 16 years old down the coast and back in my surfy days, and she was an amazing singer and she's just gone from better to better to better. I'm sure there's a better way to say that too. But Kate Sobrano, just an amazing, amazing voice. So let's do that. and we'll be back after that for a bit more of a chat.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
Cheese.
What a beautiful way to spend St. Valentine's Day here with us at the studio. It's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. You're listening to Ant-Man, and Stax is my co-host, I guess, today, rather than cohort. And I guess, you know, we're just, it's funny because you were just talking about your kids picking up a good second-hand band and being very excited and happy. I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the transition from putting up a tent in the rain to unlocking the door of the caravan is a big one.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And, you know, all right, yes, you've got a tow and all that sort of stuff, but, you know, what I like about the fact is, and without giving any details away, they've bought an older van. It's only cost them a small amount of money, really, in van terms.
Yep.
But what a great introduction to caravanning as a whole.
Mm.
You know,
yes.
And, you know, that's, to me, that's what it's about. You know, if we went, we would, you know, swag to camper. Ultimately, we'll possibly get a caravan. I don't know.
You didn't buy that RV you were driving around the other week, the 30-footer?
No, I didn't buy that one. I didn't have a spare 150-something grand sitting in my back pocket to buy that one. But it's interesting. You know, I was talking to somebody else about that particular brand, and I said, yeah, the one thing that was disappointing, there was no storage space. So traditionally, a motorhome has always been had excellent storage underneath the body.
I was going to say both inside and outside.
Yeah,
lockers on the sides. And
yep, these lockers were useless. Mm. You know, I had to put the chairs under the bed, so I had a chair to sit on. That had to go under there. Long items, and that's not a lot of space, you know, under there. But I think with the advent of
4-wheel drive or something,
no,
a lot of mechanicals going on under there.
No, it had one side had a slide out. So that prohibits you doing a certain amount because of the slide out.
Yes.
And the other side just had this really small amount of stuff because of all structural things that go on with it. It was really quite disappointing to have such a big motorhome that was so easy to drive, like seriously.
Yeah.
It was like driving a car. It was that easy to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you got the length and all the rest of it, but it was that easy.
Don't take it under the bridge in South Melbourne.
Definitely not. Definitely not. You know, one of the first things I asked the guy when I went to pick that up to do the review on it was, what's the maximum clearance? So, you know, or minimum clearance that I can get under.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I got that, so I knew. Because
very important.
A lot of people get caught out.
Very important. Yes.
And you know, it's funny, I didn't realise that until a long time ago, probably about 8-9 years ago, when I was talking to a removalist who was moving us from Huntingdale out to research. And I said to him, well, this is the way I'd go, but I wouldn't go that way because you've got a low bridge, and I wouldn't go that way because that's that, and if you come in from there, you've got to deal with these trees. And he just looked at me and said, how do you know all that? And I said, well, I don't. I just drive caravans for a living, and I just know that there's some things you can't get under.
Mm.
And, you know, my four-wheel drive, you know, I can't just go under a normal car park at 2.1 metres.
In the shopping centre, that's right.
In the shopping centre, you know.
You wouldn't get in an IKEA.
No. But I tell you, where I did get into a bit of trouble, which was really quite funny, was Melbourne Airport. I went in the wrong lane, and I went into the low lane around the corner, and that's only two. It was only 2 meters or something like that, and I needed to be in the right hand lane two over to get into the 2.4 meter section. And so I got my ticket, wanged it into four wheel drive, and had to drive over the humps, the gutters,
dividers.
Yeah, to get into the thing to actually go through. And I'm sure people were just thinking, what the hell? But there was no way I was going to get under. I drove under and hit my aerial, and if I hit my aerial, it's
you have
that's my 2.1 meter height.
Yep.
So if I touch my aerial, I cannot get my car in there.
Wow.
So, you know, that's...
Let the tyres down.
Yeah, well, at least I've got a compressor I can pump them up with. But, it's easy to get caught out sometimes with stuff like that.
Mm.
But, yeah, a bit of a worry that we didn't have good storage in it, you know. But no, it's exciting that they're getting into vanning. Because it is a good pastime, and there's a lot of people do it, and there's a lot of fun to be had, and there's a lot of friendly people out there.
Well, they used to
work.
doing it in a tent and or renting caravans at the caravan parks.
Mm.
So they've been going camping for many years.
Yep.
And that's always good fun.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's it. And I know you're a family man. I know you love getting away with the grandies mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. So it's excellent. All right. We've got a bit of the Doors coming up for you. Love Her Madly. Hope you're all having a fantastic Valentine's Day and that you haven't been robbed blind for flowers to give to your loved ones. But if you have, doesn't matter. Say you love them. It's all good. Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. And it's Anthony. And it's 3:24 p.m.
Just like any disco junkie, and I don't care at all. straight, but I only know that it feels great, and I'm glad you do too. It could be all just a passing fad, but think about the fun we had the last time you decided to pass through.
Miss Free Love, Huda Gurus. It's 3:37. It's Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM. I'm with Stax, and who popped into the studio, and we've just been having a really good old natter for the afternoon, which has been good.
A wonderful way to spend an afternoon, yes.
Yeah. There's not too many of them left, but it's all good. Now, we talked earlier, because this is our sort of our... what are we going to call a Valentine's Day show?
Yes.
Now, we talked about me not being romantic and the fact that I hate Valentine's Day. I think it's just a... Yeah, anyway, we won't go to that again. But one of the things I did one night when Jane and I were camping, we were up in the high country, and we'd set ourselves up on a beautiful view on the top of a helicopter sort of area off to the side, and just had this massive, beautiful view and stars everywhere, the little fire going, and I cooked dinner, and I've got my phone, and I had this app on my phone, and it had a little candle burning, so I just plonked that in the middle, and that was our candle for the night. So, you know, I am romantic. It's just, you know, I'm just not a slobbery one. But it does say the origins here of Valentine's Day. They talk about it named after a saint, St. Valentine, and they believed he was a priest from Rome back in the 3rd century AD. Now, there's always, as there always is, there's conjecture over, you know, where it all started and all the rest of it. But they're talking here, when I was doing some research, Emperor Claudius II had banned marriage because he thought married men were bad soldiers. Right, so I think so. Valentine felt that this was unfair, so to break the rules, so he broke the rules and arranged marriages in secret.
Mm.
And so Claudius found out. Valentine was thrown into jail and sentenced to death. There he fell in love with a jailer's daughter, and he was taken to be killed on the 14th of February. He sent her a love letter signed from your Valentine.
So
I'm actually looking at a copy of the letter there. It's very hard to read because of the
Latin or something.
Yeah, it looks like it does. But, so that's sort of where it sort of started. They reckon the first Valentine's Day was in the year 496. All right, so that's a long time ago.
Me thinking it was a modern invention. It's not.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It's thought that as part of the celebration, boys drew names of girls from a box. They'd be boyfriend and girlfriend during a festival, and sometimes they'd get married, and it turned into a Christian festival later on after that to remember St. Valentine, so being canonized. So then it started to get as a popular thing for people to get to know each other and, you know, say they love you, and, you know, so you could say I love you to somebody in quiet. And so basically that's where the sort of origins, or one form of the origins of St. Valentine's Day started.
Are the newspapers still full of I love you poems these days, like they were 10 or 20 years ago?
Good question. I have no idea. I'll
have to buy one on the way home and have a look.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy one, but I'd have a look.
Well, you'd probably do it online.
Yeah, you probably could. I absolutely don't know. I mean, you know, when I was young, it was all the rage and the thing to do, but, you know, and it is a good way to say you love somebody on the quiet without actually having them, you know that it's you.
But anonymously.
Anonymously. Yeah, I'm not doing the Aussie lilies very well today. but it is, I mean, look, it dates back a long way, and I hadn't realised it was so far back. It's obviously got very commercialised, and you were sort of thinking that it had something to do with a certain company over in America that dealt with cards and things like that. It's a bit of an interesting one. But a bit of fun, you know, as long as you don't mind a hole in your back pocket. But in the meantime, we've been supplying some fantastic music, a lot of it Australian, with love themes, and it's been good. And I was trying to find the Love Boat theme to everybody to close out the show this afternoon, but I hadn't quite got to that one. But I have got two here that we're going to play. One's David Bowie, Modern Love, another person, unfortunately, it's up in the spirit world, and somebody that I admire as a muso for a very long time. And then a bit of Bananarama and a CSA before we sort of come back in, and we're almost at the end of the show. So it's 3:42. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and a little bit more love music.
I'm alive.
right, and you're back to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, Voice of the Valley. This is Anthony, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and we're doing the whole love theme. So, you know,
today the RV stands for Retro Valentine or something. What could the R stand for?
Well, I might have to think
rare,
about
rare
that.
Rare Valentine. Only 60% of people who are in a relationship with someone actually do something Valentine-ish on Valentine's Day.
And I can imagine there would be a lot of people feeling possibly very lonely on a day like today too, when there's so much stuff going on about it. It's in the media, it's on the radio, it's all over the place.
Sort of it like that, yeah.
And so, you know, like Christmas, I'd imagine there'd be days, you know, where people have, you know, maybe, because a lot of people choose to get married on Valentine's Day, and if they've lost their partner on Valentine's Day, of course, there's a reminder every year that they're no longer with them. But, and I guess I'm going to follow that with a bit of a disclaimer on if you are feeling that way, just remember, ring Lifeline, Beyond Blue, places like that. There's plenty of help out there, just a phone call away. No need to suffer
and
in silence.
Friends, talk to your friends.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Just be, you know, with somebody so that you're not sitting there by yourself, because that is a big thing out in the community anyway. So it's certainly something we have to be aware of, I think, and so yes, it's a sort of a, I guess, yeah. Make the appropriate phone calls if you feel that way. There is no need to sit there and relax and not be happy in this day. So, but I tell what's blown me away, and I mentioned this before, it's just how many songs have got the word love in it?
Well,
is that a popular emotion or what?
You could probably Google that and find that there'll be a fact on that, I bet.
Well, there's facts on everything, really, isn't there?
Yes.
It's just scary, but it is good. You know, we all do need a bit of love in our lives, and it is good to share it with people. You know, you wouldn't necessarily walk up to your best mate and say, hey, I love you. But, you're allowed to think it. There's nothing wrong with it.
And, of course. Yes.
You know, sometimes you just got to say it. Most of the listeners out there might remember Shirley from the Shirley Sienna Divining Me show and from Mash Up Monday. And, she carries on about the fact that she sort of says, why don't you say you love me, Anthony? You know you do. You're my work husband. And it's like, yeah, yeah. And so I did it the other day and she nearly fell over. Because sometimes when you say it and you mean it, you just might surprise somebody, so I think that's a cracker. So, all right, well, look, we are running up to 4 o'clock and the finish time, but I did want to put in, I've got two more songs and we got a little bit of chat to close the show, but we'll go with this one with the Ferrets, Don't Fall in Love.
I know this one.
You know this one? Yeah, well, I still couldn't believe that you didn't know the Hoodoo Gurus, that particular song from this Free Love. So, yeah. Anyway, here we go. The Ferrets, Don't Fall in Love. It's Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and it's 3:53 p.m. Don't fall in love. After all of that stuff. You know, I used to have a saying, Stax, don't fall in love because you get a face full of dog food.
Dog food, yeah, well, yes.
You would remember Love Dog Food. It's not a brand that's around these days. But
hey, what was the other famous album from way back that incorporated a ferret?
A ferret. Didn't Rolling Stones do a cover with a ferret?
It wasn't the Stones.
Wasn't it Stones?
And it wasn't quite a ferret. It was a weasel.
Ah.
Weasels Rip My Flesh. And the band was... And I can't think of the name of it. I can see that the guy was holding the weasel like an electric razor and shaving his cheek. And the ferret, the weasel was eating his cheek, is it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can't think. That's a project for me when I go home.
Yeah, well, report in next week and I'll let everyone know because that's the sort of thing that people are interested in. Yeah. It's like there were goat's head soup.
Yes.
There were several variations of that cover.
Mm.
And the cover that I saw had the goat in the soup. But there were abridged version or more acceptable versions out there as well.
Mm.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up, Mr. Stax. Thanks again for coming in. A surprise and a pleasure.
Yeah.
Nice to just kill a couple of hours where we're not actually making music.
Yeah.
About the only thing missing.
A distinct lack of wine, though, I noticed. <in here.
laughs> Well, we are a community radio station, and we've got to do that. So, all right, folks, until next week, have a fantastic week. It'll be last show next week, so we shall talk. We've got the caravan show I'll bring some info in about. So until then, stay safe, drive safe, and enjoy life.